Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is about personal locating devices. ELTs, PLBs, PLDs, SOS are all three-letter acronyms, or TLAs, describing devices which perform similar functions but are entirely different technologies. In 2009, the International COSPASS SARSAT system abandoned monitoring of emergency beacons on 1215 megahertz in favor of 406 megahertz beacons, creating an inflection point for change. Initiating the search and rescue, or SAR, process occurs when one or many events occur, like a flight plan not closed, ATC or a high flyer hears a 1215 beacon, a 406 beacon is seen by the satellites, or a personal locating device service provider contacts search and rescue. I like to think of aviation distress systems are about belts and suspenders. ELTs can be augmented with personal locating beacons, or PLBs, personal locating devices, PLDs, and flight trackers. PLBs are small 406 megahertz handheld devices, while PLDs are internet satellite communicators independent of the 406 SARSAT system. There are three providers in this category: FindMeSpot, Garmin OnReach, and SpiderTrax. Garmin and SpiderTrax utilize Iridium's Low Earth Orbit, or LEO, satellite network, while FindMeSpot, owned by Globalstar, has their own LEO constellation. With text messaging capabilities, messages can be sent and received from your contacts while airborne or on the ground after an event. The Department of National Defense, DOD, here in Canada, is tasked with delivering and coordinating SAR activities. The COSPASS SARSAT system utilizes three types of satellite networks, comprised of 41 satellites, all feeding an internationally coordinated network of global mission control centers, or MCCs. CFB Trenton is home to both a MCC and the Joint Rescue Coordination Center. There are three JRCCs in Canada. Did I mention there is a lot of TLAs in this? The process to manage a distress call was executed 1,032 times in 2017, saving 49 lives. Personal locating beacons utilize 1215 406 megahertz frequencies to communicate with the SAR system and should be registered with DOD at www.cbr-rcb.ca. And is inclusive of emergency contact information. PLBs are easily attached to your flight jacket or belt and remain off until required to summon search and rescue. As with an ELT, the onboard battery has a specific lifespan and must be replaced typically every 7 years. The AirTex PLB, you can find them at www.acrartex.com, is about the size of a hockey puck, has an onboard GPS, 1215 and 406 beacons, high-intensity LED strobe light, waterproof to 15 meters, and will operate for more than 24 hours when activated. Retail price is roughly $366 Canadian, with no subscription fees. A personal locating device, or PLD, utilizes a low Earth orbit, or LEO, satellite constellation to provide two-way communications and drop electronic breadcrumbs, EBs, during a flight. With a SOS button and onboard GPS, the PLD will send an alert to an SOS center, including its lat long. If NAV Canada or friends and family have access to your PLD social media account, then the electronic breadcrumbs, which have been dropped, can be accessed by search and rescue staff to help find an overdue aircraft more expediently. FindMeSpot, Garmin, and SpiderTracks offer PLDs which have a one-time purchase price for the hardware and an annual subscription for the service. On March 3rd, 2016, Garmin purchased Delorme InReach, which uses the Iridium network to power their devices. Garmin's newest communicator, the InReach Mini, is a palm-sized communicator weighing 3.5 ounces. The Garmin Pilot or EarthMate applications are used to compose, send, receive messages on smart devices. Garmin Pilot leverages the InReach Mini's GPS positioning to drive an electronic flight bag app for those pilots without a portable GPS. The Mini has the ability to provide tracking for those wanting to follow the flight using the web-based MapShare page. The rechargeable lithium battery provides roughly 50 hours of battery life when in 10-minute tracking mode. InReach offers an optional weather forecasting service providing updates directly to your Mini or to your paired device. Garmin's annual contract plan starts at $11.95 per month to a maximum of $99.95 per month. The InReach Mini is roughly $487 Canadian and is available from Aircraft Spruce Canada as well as Aircraft Spruce in the US. Globalstar's Spot Group released their SpotX messaging device in June of 2018, and in the summer of 2019, added Bluetooth. Designed for the outdoors, the device is waterproof, shockproof, with a sunlight-readable 2.7-inch screen. The keyboard is backlit, and the device is easy to type on. SpotX provides electronic breadcrumb tracking with drop resolution from 2.5 to 60 minutes. The rechargeable lithium battery provides 240 hours of battery life when in 60-minute tracking mode. The device is configured from your Spot web account. SMS and email addresses can be added on the website or on the fly from the device. Address groups can also be created, simplifying the composing of messages. SpotX Bluetooth uses a smartphone or tablet for messages to be composed using your smartphone. SmartX Bluetooth uses a smartphone or a tablet for messages to be composed on. SmartX service packages are available on a monthly or annual subscription basis. For infrequent users, a Flex package allows a subscriber to only pay for the service when it is used and starts at $14.95 USD per month and has an annual charge of $24.99 USD. The unlimited package's service fee is $359.40 annual or $24.95 monthly, again US dollars. There is a one-time activation charge of $19.99. The SpotX Bluetooth hardware is $349 Canadian, but might be on sale for $299.99, and is available from a variety of retailers, including Aircraft Spruce. Both Garmin and Globalstar have overage charges based upon the plan subscribed to. Overage charges are based upon the number of text and tracking points sent. Additional fees may apply for text sent to international telephone numbers. For heavy users, unlimited plans are available and advisable. SpotX and InReach will drop electronic breadcrumbs along your route of flight with the frequency based upon the subscription plan. For pilots flying on a VFR flight plan or itinerary, electronic breadcrumbs provide a time-efficient technique for search and rescue to execute a search in the event of an overdue aircraft. You can provide access to NAV Canada's Flight Information Center staff through embedding a link in your flight plan. Both Garmin and Globalstar outsource 911 and SOS monitoring and emergency dispatch services to a company called Geos. You can find them at www.geosworldwide.com. GEOS's International Emergency Response Coordination Center is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with highly trained personnel who have access to first responders. The initiation of a rescue begins with pressing the SOS button, which is typically behind a protective cover. Once an SOS 911 message has been received, the IERCC at GEOS calls your emergency contacts to determine if it's a false alarm. They locate and notify emergency first responders and then maintain an open line of communication, including providing updates of your location as well as keeping your emergency contacts informed. I have my device set up with the following message. This device is used in an aircraft. When 911 is received from this device, call the Trenton Joint Rescue Coordination Center at appropriate phone numbers and tell them this is an aircraft distress call. Canadian search and rescue leaders believe that when stranded in Canada's bush, two-way communication contributes to a positive state of mind, which improves survival outcomes. 911 can always be called from a cell phone once on the ground. Cellular devices are seen by the mobility carrier and the CRTC as a nomadic device. When 911 is called from your smartphone, your call will be routed to the mobility carrier, who will ask you a bunch of questions, including your location. The mobility carrier will then contact the Public Safety Answering Point, or PSAP, closest to your location. The 911 operator will then take over the event, dispatching first responders. It's important to note that 911 is not necessarily search and rescue. Satellite communicators allow pilots, air crew, and passengers to be connected pretty much anywhere and anytime. Ubiquitous access to instant messaging and email can be delivered whether on the ground or at 18,000 feet, maintaining that cyber umbilical cord. Finally, in flight, access to technical support or to your mechanics can help you troubleshoot problems in real time. Incorporating the use of a PLD into your checklists help ensure that the use of the technology becomes part of every flight. When departing and landing, an email is delivered to my friends and family list, kind of bookending the flight. This becomes a second layer to flight safety, especially for those pilots not filing flight plans, even for their short hops. On the horizon, NAV Canada and COPA are investigating the use of space-based 1090 ADS-B out to deliver SAR alerting services, augmenting the 406 system. Space-based ADS-B would utilize big data analytics to determine if a flight had concluded safely or requires the initiation of the SAR process. If approved, this would necessitate the installation of a 1090 ADS-B out transmitter into all Canadian registered aircraft. More to come as NAV Canada works out the details with Transport Canada. Meanwhile, the U.S. is reviewing the Autonomous Distress Trigger ELT system, which would utilize the ground-based ADS-B system. Well, flight is an activity which balances risk, expertise, weather, and hardware to deliver a successful flight. Affordable technology allows a well-equipped aircraft and pilot to turn a SAR event into a positive outcome. Understanding the technology and ensuring that your ELT is properly installed and tested and backed up by secondary technology is not only good airmanship, but fulfills the pilot's responsibility to passengers, crew, and their families. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.